Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Richard Greenfield joins us now from BTIG. Facebook, $20.91, down 60 cents right now, $20.32 a share. This off of Greenfield's sell recommendation. Again, a sell recommendation and a target of 16. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Tom.
What has changed at Facebook?
Look, I think the reality is we've been growing increasingly skeptical of some of the monetization methods. And what I mean by that is really increasing the ad load. And while Facebook is touting this as good news for investors, we worry about what it means for the user experience, which is so vital to the health of Facebook as you look out over the next few years. And when you look at what's going on with Zynga, I assume, you know, if you look at what happened on Friday with the dramatic second reduction to expectations at Zynga, that means that one of the critical drivers, you know, there's two main levers that Facebook has. One is advertising, the other is payments. The payments piece is collapsing because of companies like Zynga, but principally Zynga. That means that the pressure on the other lever, advertising, is going up, and so they're being forced to pull that lever harder than I think they would have expected to need to pull it three or four months ago.
Operating income, maybe the last 12 months with all the noise of the IPO, 14 cents on the dollar. They're modeling consensus at Bloomberg about 26 cents on the dollar. What's the new Rich Greenfield number for operating income?
I think the key number that people are going to look at, they're going to focus on both the revenue side of this as well as on what they call adjusted EBITDA. And when you look at revenues for 2012, we're now looking for $4.9 billion of revenue. But within that, I think the important number is going to be the $4.1 billion of advertising revenue. Mm-hmm. Which, while I think it accelerates in Q3 because they're doing so much monetization on mobile now, my fear is that next year's number won't live up to expectations for growth. We've only got 18% growth next year. But getting back to your question on operating income, it's really going to be more about EBITDA. And for EBITDA, we've got just under $2.7 billion for adjusted EBITDA for 2012.
Where's the street?
And, well, the number for next year, you know, we are at $3.051 billion for 2013. And I think the street is generally in the range of $3.5 billion.
Yeah, so that's what I want to guess.
Significantly below street expectations for 13.
Well, when you look at Facebook, and this was in the zeitgeist this weekend, should Mr. Zuckerberg step aside and be leader, principal owner, but not CEO? Should he remove himself from the business process?
No, I disagree. I actually think that what he should do is focus on the quality of the experience. I think the most important thing for Facebook is to ensure an incredible user experience, and monetization opportunities will come over time. Geo-local, there's things that I think will benefit Facebook over time. I think what's going on right now is there's too much pressure because of both investor skepticism and employee morale. I think they're pushing too hard on the monetization side. They should be focused on not allowing bad creative. I mean, Facebook is supposed to have the best data and be able to target advertising better than anyone else,
right,
and offer a great opportunity for people to do things that you can't do on television, that you can't do in a magazine. It shouldn't be about essentially spamming people with the same type of boring, uncreative ads they see on other platforms. And I think that is why Mark is so important in this process, is that this is what he built. He has an opportunity to basically say, I don't care what investors want. I'm thinking about this for the next 10 years, or the next 20 years, not for the next 12 or 18. And I feel like right now there's too much short-term thinking in how they're going about monetization.
Joshua Shapiro spent 12 hours yesterday on Facebook. Jump in here, Joshua. Yeah. A question for Rich Greenfield.
I'm probably one of the last. I don't have a Facebook account, but my 20-year-old son is a heavy user. And I ask him all the time, do you click on these ads? Do your friends click on these ads? And the answer is no. He goes, who looks at the ads? So what's the value to these companies that are advertising on Facebook, and how long are they going to keep paying all this money for these ads?
I mean, look, the click-through rates on the desktop have been falling, not just on Facebook, but really for all companies involved in display advertising. What worries us at BTIG is that you're seeing this big shift to advertisers targeting mobile devices, and especially Facebook on mobile devices, because the ads are much larger, so they're far more intrusive to the user experience. They take up the entire screen, sometimes a screen and a half. And worst, that what happens on mobile, you know, if you're on your phone and you're literally just using your thumb scanning through what's on your newsfeed or really on any website,
you end up going to the vodka commercial.
By accident. Fat fingers. It's a massive problem that nobody likes. Everyone knows it's happening, but no one really likes to talk about it. There's a tremendous amount of inadvertent clicks that occur on mobile that, you know, benefit advertisers and brands. They can say, okay, we got, you know, you got clicked on, but how many people actually meant to click on it when they're on their mobile phone? Did you really mean to like Walmart, or was it an accident?
Facebook, $20.24. If you're just joining us worldwide, this story coming in the 40s and 38 public and on downward, Rich Greenfield, and among others, really marking down their view. Brian Weiser will join us here as a bit. The idea here is if you do a sensitivity analysis somewhere out in 13, 14, 15, those margins start to go back up. You've cast real doubt on that today.
Well, we think margins improve over time. It's just a matter of how fast do they improve, given what is increasingly going to be a global company where a lot of the growth is going to come from overseas.
One last question, Rich, if we can. How will the Facebook employees with all that stock, how will they react if we migrate to Greenfield 16?
I think the problem that you have is, and that one of the problems with this IPO from the very beginning was the early lockup, which started actually, you know, a couple months ago, but which gets, you know, those were the baby lockups. The big lockups are over the next, you know, 60 days, where you essentially are going to have over 1.1 billion shares being unlocked, excluding Mark Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm. And so there really is going to be a lot of pressure on, in addition to just the questions about 2013-14 revenues and profitability, you just have people who got stock at substantially lower levels who, even at 16 or at 21, whatever the price is, may just be interested in selling to take money off the table.
Right.
Because they've made a lot of money from where they got the stock.
Rich Greenfield, thank you so much. Moments ago, releasing his report on $16 a share at Facebook. Rich Greenfield with BTIG, and we'll effort him for a longer conversation here in the coming days.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.